Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Zeity Zeity Boss Trends, courtesy of Hoss Boss Man. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's DJ Daniel Goodman.
Hello.
What's up?
Not too much,
hey,
man. How you doing?
What's happening, man?
You know, not a mucho. Just
I'm doing well. I am surviving. That's a good way of putting it.
Amen.
Yeah. Not doing. Not well. But,
right.
Better than it could be.
Yeah, so. I feel like that's part of the trend, is everybody being honest and saying, well, I can't say I'm doing great, but I am doing as well as I possibly could in this time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's talk about what's happening
in
the news right now. There are two names trending, people who are famous. David Edwards was a great college basketball player in the early 90s. He played for Georgetown and Texas A&M. He was in his 40s and he died in New York City from coronavirus related complications.
That's terrible.
And then one of the best playwrights of the last couple decades, best known for Ragtime, Masterclass, Kiss of the Spider Woman, died in Florida and he was in his 70s. So the coronavirus deaths are coming through. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And the charts are really scary when you look at how much new cases are going up and shit like that. So stay safe out there, guys.
Yeah.
And you know, healthcare workers, it's a very stressful time for them. So
yeah, seriously.
If you have healthcare workers in your life, or you know, you see some on the street, give them a shout out.
Give them a shout out from a solid 6 feet away.
Yes. And by shout, I mean shout.
Yes.
Across the street.
Yes.
$6 trillion is trending because that is what they're proposing for the aid package they want to give. It would essentially be a transfer to Wall Street, like a credit transfer to Wall Street. It's a lot.
Yeah.
If you could afford to give every American adult $2,300 a month for a full year with that amount of money, you could afford to give 6 million people $1 million with for that amount of money.
That is so absurd. God.
That's, yeah. And instead, it's
when you put it in those numbers.
Oh. Yeah. It's going to basically, I mean, this is, that's a third of America's GDP. So it's a massive transfer of wealth, and the idea that it would go to companies. I know, I'm sure there are like people who work in finance who are listening and they're like, well, you guys just don't understand. There's like all these things that you have to take into account. And I would just say that you probably have spent too much time talking to people who are all in a very small bubble, yes, who all deal with the same concerns, and we should be giving every American adult $2,300 a month for a full year.
100%.
Letting companies fuck off. Easter. So kind of on the same tip, woo, Trump has said he wants us all to return to work by Easter. And when asked what that is based on, he said he thought it would be a nice timeline. Because Easter, that'd be a beautiful time.
Because he's a timeline. He's a fucking idiot.
Right.
Oh, gosh. To live in his brain for a second, just be like, well, I can say these things and they will, right, make people feel better. And that's all that matters, yeah, right, guys?
Yeah. He was so pissed when the reporter asked him what that timeline was based on.
Yeah.
He's like, it was based on, I'll tell you what it was based on. It was based on the fact that it's a beautiful timeline. What?
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Wonderful. Perfect.
Another nasty.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Damn, what's happening in the world of video games? Let's get off all this Bummersville shit.
Let's get off all this Bummersville shit and talk about the coolest video game that has come out yesterday, completely under the wire of everything else. But Valve released their next edition of their Half-Life franchise called Half-Life Alyx. It's an entirely VR game. So going back into one of my other realms that I'm completely obsessed with. But what's funny is that that game, Half-Life Alyx, is currently about escaping an oppressive police presence during a disease quarantine.
What?
So, yes. So, as much as I wanted to escape the world I was currently in, unfortunately, this game is frighteningly poignant. So
that is wild.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, besides the fact that the storyline is, you know, kind of right on par with where we're at, and there's many moments that kind of give me a little bit frightened look at the future, the game is an incredible usage of VR technology. It's one of the most beautiful VR games I've ever played. I've only gotten about 2 to 3 hours into the game, and, you know, like every VR experience, I'm recommending it to everybody that I can talk to. But yeah, it is managing to be an incredibly poignant game in this moment outside of its just usage of awesome VR technology.
And people who are listening to this obviously can't see you, but you are currently wearing a VR helmet.
Yeah.
Where are you right now, Dan?
I am currently in the dark zone and surrounded by zombies and head crabs, and I am just, I'm in a lot of danger right now. And
what is the police quarantine in the show? Is it like a plague-based police quarantine or more of a zombie-based?
It's definitely plague-based. Definitely plague-based kind of quarantine,
wow,
situation. Yes, definitely. And the police look more and more like the regular police every time. So it's just a little more. Definitely recommend.
I've also heard that Camus' The Plague, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah.
That novel is supposed to be good. I have downloaded it on Audible because I don't have time to occupy my eyes doing anything else. So I will be listening to Camus' The Plague.
That's a good way to spend your time.
While reading my kids' bedtime stories.
Lovely.
Finally, Britney Spears is trending.
Yes.
Because she is our latest socialist,
mm-hmm,
thought leader.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with Britney?
So
bitch,
recently,
I can't say that.
I love it. She posted a picture on her Instagram. I posted a picture on her Instagram, which is a kind of, I mean, you could call it a piece of art. It's a short poem, a long sentence by an artist named Mimi Zhu. And she posted it and Britney Spears posted it on her Instagram. I believe it was yesterday. And it's just a long phrase, and it has a couple, you know, socialist elements to it. And I'll read it to you right now. During this time of isolation, we need connection now more than ever. Call your loved ones, write virtual love letters. Technologies like virtual communication, streaming, and broadcasting are part of our community collaboration. We will learn to kiss and hold each other through the weaves of the web. We will feed each other, redistribute wealth, strike. We will understand our own importance from the places we must stay. Communion moves beyond walls. We can still be together. And Brittany adds her own little communion goes beyond walls with three rose emojis in her own caption.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. And as Robert Evans says, Britney Spears will be the first celebrity scaling the walls when we finally take Mar-a-Lago.
That is not not what I expected from her.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think if anything, it's kind of contributing to the conspiracy theory around Britney Spears' supposed, you know, isolation from her own kind
captivity.
Of quarantine. Yeah, in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe she has been in the same situation that we've been in. So for people who aren't aware, there is a conspiracy theory that she is being held hostage essentially by her father, who's in charge of her estate, and he's right. using the judge's ruling back when she was deemed mentally unfit to make her own self-determinations. She was put under her father's care, and the theory goes that her father is kind of keeping her hostage, and right. she is using her Instagram to send messages out to the people. So maybe because she has been captive in her own home for longer than any of us have,
right?
She's like, okay, welcome. Here is how we communicate with one another.
Exactly.
We do it over the web. We do it in code, and we strike out.
And occasionally post DSA memes, more or less.
Yeah. Shout out to her. Yeah, I did not see that for her, but I really happy for her.
Agreed. Agreed.
Happy to welcome to the revolution.
Exactly. Welcome to the revolution. We need more like you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, Dan, can't say it's been a pleasure, but it's been real, man.
It has been real, man.
Zeit Gang, hope everybody's staying safe out there.
Yes,
please wash your hands.
Yes.
Please stay social distanced.
Yes. Don't touch your face. Don't congregate
don't
in groups of five or greater. Don't leave
I
your
said
house.
Said that as I was touching my face.
It's okay. We're all fighting the urge.
Yeah.
And also, if you have the ability to help each other, if you want to communicate, if you want to talk to people in the Zeit Gang, join the Discord. We have an active Discord page. There's over 600 people in the Discord now who are all talking to each other every day, talking about, you know, there's a bunch of different channels that there's different things you want to share. People are sharing their art. There's a writer's corner where people are writing stories. They're showing their in-home workstations. And we're also sharing help if you have access or if you have ways that you can help people or anything else. There's a channel for that as well. So if you want to get in the Discord, check the footnotes, check the Daily Zeitgeist Twitter and all that stuff, and there'll be links there you can join.
Yeah. Shout out to Zeit Gang. Shout out to DJ Daniel for keeping.
Thank you, bud. Shout out to you.
Shit going. And shout out to me, of course. Shout out to my super producer Anna Hosnier.
Woo.
All these fine people to make the show happen.
Amen.
We will be back tomorrow with another podcast, and we will talk to you guys then. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.